Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
You can also use our Skype handle, which is lrn.fm. And, Rich Paul, I saw an opportunity, so I brought the story up. From ABC7 Chicago, scientists, beards are bacterial sponges. Experts claim facial hair is riddled with bacteria, which may spread germs and trigger infections. Studies than clean-shaven faces. Researchers show even after washing, beards contain thousands of germs. Some experts say this can lead to skin infections and spread of bugs. Others say bacteria on the face is normal and beards pose no health risk.
The spread of bugs? What?
Bugs meaning, I assume it could be lice.
Probably get lice in a beard. It never happened to me.
I guess. Have you encountered any such bugs in your beard?
Actually, I've had very limited contact with the flora and fauna of my beard. I haven't noticed any at all, but that's not to say it's not there.
Sure, I was
especially
just asking.
Especially now that I don't have a dog, because, you know, dogs will keep your beard clean. That's a great thing about dogs.
Dogs keep just about anything clean.
True.
Yeah, that's not clean. So this is not what we call clean. I'm sorry. You guys get it all confused.
Hey, you have a dog.
I have a dog, and I have a clean-shaven face, people. My dog does not need to clean my face. I have a napkin for that. Yeah, I think that this story got all kinds of traffic on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. If you say something anti-beard these days, the bearded ones come out in,
there's such a beard craze. It's funny.
Yeah, it's like Viking hordes descending upon your Facebook page. It was hilarious.
Thou shalt not blaspheme my beard. How dare you?
Yeah. There's two types of men, one with beards and ones who aren't. This is the whole thing behind beards right now. They're coming back, and that's fine. I have a lot of problems with facial hair simply because I spent my formative years growing up in prison, and we weren't allowed to have facial hair there, so I never had sort of the opportunity to get used to it when I might have cared. And then I worked for a guy, Big Jim Davis. Ian worked for him too. We both at the Sarasota Clear Channel radio group there. And Big Jim Davis worked for Gene Autry, the singing cowboy. And Gene Autry's theory was, you wouldn't let a man with a beard do brain surgery on you, so none of my salespeople are going to have beards. He didn't care about the jocks. Didn't matter to him what the guys on the air did, because, well, they're dirty and skeevy anyway. But it was the salespeople. No facial hair at all.
Is it because he had a distrust of those with facial hair? Like, did he actually give a reason for it?
I should say beards, because he did allow mustaches. I'm sorry about that. I think that basically the theory is that people who own businesses tend to be conservative in a social sense. You know, like, they don't take risks. They're big risks. So therefore, you know, and you also want somebody who's buying from you to sort of see themselves in you.
I suppose
clean shaven's the way to go.
Right. I suppose, you know, having a beard does kind of give the stereotype that person is, I don't want to say dirty, just unclean, just not very, that doesn't practice good hygiene. I think that's why.
Some people feel that way. I mean, I suppose
it would depend on the beard. I mean, if somebody's got a nice, sharp, trimmed beard, I think, how much time does he spend on that every morning?
Right.
Rather than thinking that he's unkempt. But, you know, like right now, if there's an agorist barber near Keene, I really need my head shaved and I need my beard trimmed. So I'll hire you. Just let me know.
But you know, what I think that when you look at sort of when you look at the bums of the world, they're more likely to have the beard than not, and I think that's where the stereotype comes from. And that's about it. It would seem obvious to me that hair gives bacteria places to hide. I don't consider bacteria in and of itself to be a bad thing. You know, I mean, we got bacteria all over us. You know, I do think it's clear that a shaved face probably better in that arena than others. But, you know, if somebody wants hair on their face, more power to them. I don't want hair that close to my mouth. It freaks me out. Ian spends an inordinate amount of time with his sad excuse for a beard. Pulling in his little, the soul patch, is that the thing underneath
his lip? Sometimes Ian has, sometimes he'll have a goatee, sometimes he'll be clean shaven, sometimes he will have that little Howie Mandel soul patch.
I'm really for it, as much of Ian's face as can get covered by anything. I mean, like, I'm down. But, you know, as far as beards go, for me, I'm just like, it's not for me.
Right.
I don't have any thought process. I will say that I think that the majority of bearded guys should just go ahead. Like, they're not doing any good for themselves or others because they don't have that epic beard. I feel like if you're going to have a beard, have an epic beard. And I've met a few guys that really can have an epic beard, and I'm like, yeah. And now you're doing it, man. But, you know, majority, I'm not so down with.
Well, I know that a lot of them also have beards because they don't like the way their face looks without it. You know, Rich Paul has told me that he has a baby face if he shaves, and that his friends are scared to look at him. This is just them talking, but, you know, maybe he just doesn't like himself without a beard.
I had a friend who had a scar along his cheek. And from a bicycle accident. It wasn't like he was out knife fighting in Bradenton. But so he grew the beard to cover the scar. And it was, once he showed it to me, I'm like, oh yeah, there is a scar there, isn't there? But I didn't.
What are you hiding?
I didn't really notice it prior to that because the beard covered it up. But I'm sure I would have noticed the scar if had he not had a beard over it.
Well, in New Hampshire, the winters also get pretty brutal here, so a beard is a way of keeping oneself warm, I'm told.
The most recent time I've grown a beard, and that's two times now, it was during, I was building my house during the winter in New Hampshire.
Oh, you poor thing.
2008, I think it was the snowiest year on record.
That's a bad plan.
Yeah, but it was, it was nice in that way to have that sort of built-in insulation. But, you know, plenty of people are wearing their beards during the summer these days, too. And that probably doesn't, when it gets warmer weather, that probably doesn't help the bacteria either. So anyway, what do you think about this study this really short blurb from ABC7 that says beards may harbor more bacteria than clean-shaven, they do harbor more bacteria than clean-shaven faces, and some experts say this leads to skin infections and the spread of bugs. Others say bacteria on the face is normal and beards hold no health risk. So, I mean, this is the natural state of males, is to have this plumage, right, this known as a beard. Peacocks, they get those really cool feathers. Guys get, graying food-covered hair on their face. And so that's what we got. And it's what it's worth. Is this somehow less healthy than a clean-shaven face? Now, I will say the reason that I have a clean-shaven face is it's the easiest thing to do. There's only one thing easier than having a clean-shaven face, and that's just to sort of not do any grooming at all. And whereas I can go 1, maybe 2 days, I drag a razor across my face in the course of a few minutes in the shower, I'm done. Now, you, Rich, you mentioned that a lot of guys who are growing beards are making, you know, patterns with them. They're shaving parts that they don't. And that's much more work, sort of getting out the clippers and shaping the beard and doing all that
stuff. Or twirling
stuff.
Their sashes in the ends of their beards into little curly cues.
Yeah, you might call that a metrosexual. You might call that a dandy. But that's somebody.
A metro lumber look, maybe?
Yeah. Whoever it is, it's a man who's spending an inordinate amount of time on his appearance. And I don't do that. I just shave my face and manage to pull. I think it's the fastest, easiest, safest bet for a male is to sort of shave the face. Now, if you want to spend time with the beard, go right ahead. That's your thing. But when you're conditioning and doing all those other things, it's really difficult to claim that you're somehow more manly than others.
Well, question. I mean, you're married. Does Laura have a preference, or has she stated preference for clean shaven, or does she not mind facial hair? Has she ever told anything like that?
Best I can tell, her preference is that I just not talk about it. Like, if you're going to... If I try to grow something, I'll pull on the hair.
You'll fidget with it, yeah.
It's a whole new nervous tick for me. And she's not, you know, she wants nothing to do with that.
Good point.
855-450-3733. Your beard talk right here. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Rich Paul,
and Danica.
855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. We've been kind of all over the board here this evening as far as show topics, so you can call in, bring up what's on your mind. I want to tell you real quick about Fort Galt. Fort Galt is a concept. Still in the concepts phase, but they've got a lot of investment as far as, you know, energy and planning. Go check them out at fortgalt.com. They've got a lot of great videos there where they will show you what their plans are. They're building this, it's kind of like a complex, I guess was what I would call it, in southern Chile of condominiums, really small units, not big units. One of their smallest units, I think, is something like, really small units that are very low priced, and you can have that way. You can have sort of a little home base outside of the out of North America. It's not some sprawling valley full of vast estates or anything like that. It's got nothing to do with a project that might be like that. Instead, they're going to have these small spaces and some really cool amenities, like a maker space full of tools and a restaurant and a bunch of places to relax and socialize and do business, that kind of thing. There's only room for about 100 people, so don't wait until the place is full. Go check it out for yourself. It's fortgalt.com. It's like John Galt, G-A-L-T.com. It's in southern Chile, and I'd like to mention that, you know, summer in Chile is winter in the U.S. and vice versa. So when it's, you know, pretty cold in the U.S., might be nice to have just a little place to hang out in southern Chile.
Brings a whole new meaning to where is Fort Galt.
FortGalt.com. Well, I've got this story that I think it's kind of interesting. Many times you'll have school classes for kids where they, you know, they put together a bill, right? Like, let's make this, decide that, you know, milk is the state's non-carbonated beverage of choice.
Okay, Jack.
You know, I mean, this is many times what they'll get these kids doing, right? And this one's out of New Hampshire, and it's hilarious in a pretty mean way. NH1.com, New Hampshire lawmakers brutally kill fourth grader's bill right in front of them. Concord, fourth graders from Lincoln Ackerman School in Hampton Falls received a warm welcome at the State House on Thursday. They and their teacher, James Cutting, were guests in the gallery. That reception turned quickly chilly as students got a glimpse of the cold, harsh realities of politics in the Granite State. In the spirit of learning by doing, students drafted a bill to learn the process of how a bill becomes the law. They proposed House Bill 373, an act to establish the red-tailed hawk as New Hampshire's state raptor. Even though it passed through the Environmental and Agricultural Committee with a majority
a state
vote.
Dinosaur?
It's not a Velociraptor.
Oh, okay.
It got a majority vote through the Environmental and Agriculture Committee, but wasn't so receptive on the State House floor. Rep. Warren Groen, that's pronounced, it's German, it's pronounced kind of funny. A Republican from Rochester said it grasps them with its talons, then uses its razor-sharp beak to basically tear it apart limb by limb. I guess the shame about making this a state bird is it would have to serve as a much better mascot for Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
Ouch. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought I'd let that lay there for a second.
Oh.
Actually, it kind of seems like it would be a great mascot for any government, because having fallen into the claws of one, I can tell you that's pretty much what they want to do to you.
Raptors are common symbols for governments. You know, ours, the U.S. national animal is a raptor, the bald eagle. So.
And to think that Franklin, I believe, wanted the national symbol to be a turkey.
Yeah, turkey. Turkeys are pretty cool animals, I got to say, but I get why, you know, today what is ascribed to turkeys is not particularly positive.
It's just interesting how we could have been, you know, comparing, you know, a bird of prey, you know, to just like some silly, sometimes very stupid bird instead.
Yeah.
Why do we have a state animal? What's that even for?
To be cool, I think.
So the kids
isn't
can
that
have...
failing?
Is what? I'm sorry?
It seems to be failing. It doesn't...
Oh, I totally agree. It was just like, oh, yeah, we're New Hampshire. This is our state bird, and this is our state animal. I know in South Dakota, our bird was the pheasant. It's like, you hunt pheasants. Why would you want that to represent you?
Somehow in school...
Michigan had a state rock.
What was a state what?
State rock.
What was that?
Petoskey stone, actually. It's made of trilobites.
Did you learn that in school, regular grammar school?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Yeah, I think this is where you pick it up, because I went to school in Florida, and I can tell you what Florida state bird is, but I'm not exactly sure what New Hampshire's is. I think it's the purple finch, if I'm not mistaken, but...
I think you're onto something, because I lived in Florida most of my adult life, and I couldn't tell you their state anything.
Mockingbird.
Their state animal's got to be old people, but...
Well, that explains the mockingbird part, you know, to kill a mockingbird, but...
I think that the state... plant, the state flower is, you got to guess the state flower for Florida.
Palm tree?
Orange blossom.
Okay.
Oh, that was the bird of paradise.
Makes sense. No, I don't think that's indigenous at all. Anyway, I think that this is pretty brutal, the takedown of these kids' bill here with the Planned Parenthood reference. NH1 spoke with Gran after the on the phone on Thursday afternoon. The comment, considered offensive by many, was made while the fourth graders sat, watched, and listened. The tough lesson didn't end there. Representative John Byrd, a Republican from Goffstown, said, bottom line, if we keep bringing more of these bills and bills and bills forward that really, I think, shouldn't have been in front of us, we'll be picking up a state hot dog next. In a 133-160 vote, lawmakers killed the bill, and perhaps the civic enthusiasm of some 9- and 10-year-olds.
Well, I say bravo, because there's no reason to have a state raptor. It probably doesn't cost very much to have one, but I'm sure they're going to pay for a plaque or a something, or printing something up to indicate this. And really... there's no reason to have one. So I really think, even though, you know, I can see, you know, oh, but we have to have a state raptor for the children, you know, but, you know, we can't have every class in school proposing one more law, or we will be even more overrun by them.
Oh, yeah.
I have sympathy for that position. I'm of, you know, just sort of like, you know, these kids oftentimes, it's not the kids, it's the teachers. The teacher says, you know what we ought to do, kids? We ought to come up with a law. And then basically it's pushed through on cuteness. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, these 9 and 10-year-olds came up with their own law. They want to make the state raptor a red-tailed hawk. Fine animal. Got no problems with it.
Sure.
I mean, it does exclude all the other kids that are going to come by with some other raptor that they want to make the state bird. Why not the bald eagle? Why is the bald eagle not the state raptor? When you pass a law, it always excludes somebody else. That's the nature of it. Obviously, this one's not as confronting. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Is all you have to do is use 855-450-FREE. Or you can go through Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. And, you know, usually you sound a bit better on Skype. 855-450-FREE. Texas Bitcoin Conference. We're going to be out there March 28th and 29th in Austin at the Moody Theater. That's downtown. For the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference, speakers include George Gilder, who's basically the guy who created Reaganomics, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Simbala Nair, coming in from India, also other big-name speakers like Charlie Schramm, Anthony DiIorio, Robert Murphy. I'm excited to see Bob Murphy again, Jason King, David Johnston. You can come and hang out with us. I'm excited about the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. They're going to be giving away $1 million in, I don't hesitate to call it prize money because people are sort of earning it, but I mean, I guess it is a prize. But that's going to be a big event, and I'm interested to see what technologies are going to come out of that hackathon. They're always a big deal. It was a big deal last year, I should say. Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's $125 if you use coupon code FTL. Come out and hang out with us. Going to be a lot of fun. See us do the show. Two nights. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Coupon code FTL. All right. So apparently, pot hasn't been legalized thoroughly enough here in the United States. We've got to make it legal for pets now, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, and it's also kind of comical for me, too. When I saw the article, I was just thinking, oh, wow, you know, kind of cool and kind of like, that it sounds interesting enough. You know, let's take a look and see what maybe it could possibly do. And the average pet user will tell you that when a pet gets into their pot, it's generally a bad thing for both the pet and the stoner that paid pretty good money for that bud. I mean, I know when cats get into my ponds, it's like, no, don't touch that. That's poisonous often. And thankfully, my pets don't really attack my plants very often.
As long as they get their catnip, they're fine.
You tell them it's poison?
They don't understand it. It's not like that. It's not that they understand it anyway. But you know, the sudden harshness of the voice, they're just kind of like, "Oh crap, mommy's mad! Get away!"
Usually, it's a keep your pets off pot.
Or usually just a squirt with a water bottle works too. But
if you've got
it
handy.
Always.
The thing I find about the water bottles is you have to have them handy.
Yeah, and it's usually on the ground somewhere because my cat will just like knock it off with her paw, like so many cats do. So, you know, if water's not there, then usually just the high-raising voice of mommy being mad is usually enough to get him off of that. But
my cat doesn't do enough wrong things that I would keep a water bottle around. Like, he's just not that...
Your cat is one of the most highest-maintenance animals I have ever heard of, and I've never even met your cat.
Oh, he's a lap sitter. There's no doubt about it. It's a Mushu pork. He's a good boy.
Not Mugu Gaipan or
no,
anything.
No, it was the other thing I was thinking about naming him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I used to date a woman who had fish named Sushi and Sashimi.
That is funny.
So, I had a black and white Oscars named Vincent and Jules after the babyface killers in Pulp Fiction.
Nice. Very, very clever. So if a Nevada lawmaker has his way, pot for pets will soon be legal in Nevada, Reuters is reporting. Democrat Tick Seigerblom is kind of a...
Wow.
Yeah.
Tick. There's a Democrat running around with the name Tick Seigerblom.
Which is funnier, Tick or Seigerblom?
Both of them. It's quite a combo.
Yeah, it certainly is. So he is interested in the measure.
Tick is properly named, though, right? Like a blood-sucking parasite?
Yes, it's actually spelled the same way.
Well, that's the source of the word politics. It comes from the Greek, poly,
that is true.
Many,
poly
and ticks, meaning bloodsuckers.
Oh, yeah, that is right. That's good. A good connection. So he believes that if this can pass, the veterinarians would be able to describe paw for sick pets, and he thinks that it could be a last sentence that they have could be treated by marijuana, stating he was saying, you don't know until you try. So the benefits of medical marijuana, which includes seizure control, nausea control, anxiety relief, pain relief, and appetite stimulant, among others, are well known and observable in primates. So there is a question as though how the brains of dogs, cats, and other animals would respond to it. And I know that during the break...
Does it really matter, though, as far as legalizing it for pets? I mean, if you want to treat your pet with arsenic, shouldn't you be able to do that?
Well, sure. I mean, nothing's stopping you from doing it now if you want to do it, obviously. But, you know, legalizing the pot for pets would make it easier for you to do that.
Is it a trick? I mean, is it that, the people in Nevada, like some of them would, hey, my dog gets headaches. I need weed.
Marijuana for cats is actually it's a Trojan horse. It's being advanced by cats who just want to get high.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And, you know, and they make these medical excuses, but those cats just want to smoke some weed.
I think that might be what it is.
That could definitely be it. And I know, Rich, I was asking you during the break, I've seen videos of animals being drunk, but I've never actually seen videos or heard of animals being high, and you said that you have. Can you tell me more of that?
Well, I've been around. I know people who get their pets high, and most of them don't seem to like it, but some of them do. It's like... and the way you can tell is if you spark up a joint with somebody and their dog comes running and sits at dad's feet, they like it. If not, then it's then maybe not. But
yeah, I think it's kind of cruel to just go ahead and do that to an animal that can't make a decision.
Sure, of course.
Well, it's like introducing somebody to a new food. You might give it to them once, and if they don't, you know, come looking for it in the future, then...
Right, or introduce like a very, very small amount so that if they don't like it, they're not going to have all sorts of terrible reactions to it.
I can just see my dog getting paranoid.
Now, I'm not an expert, but if anybody is going to try this, some people will blow smoke in their dog's nose, and I'm told that's a terrible idea because dogs live and die by their nose.
Mm.
And so I'm not advising you to do this, but what I have seen people do is to blow the smoke in their animal's ear.
Why would the ear work?
You have and animals have mucous membranes in their ear. The same reason that Hamlet's uncle was able to pour poison in Hamlet's father's ear to kill him.
Mm. I guess that makes sense.
Oh, that totally makes sense. Now, giving pot to animals is obviously not anything new. And there have been instances where veterinary clinics have come across animals that have been giving fairly high doses of pot, and they've become agitated, they have high heart rates, they're in distress, they stagger around, and you know, this is obviously because they were given not only improper amounts, you know, too high or something like that, or they're just not given the right grade of what it is. So by legalizing this, they would be able to do a little bit more research and find out what kind they could possibly give to the animal.
I've seen humans who have consumed too much pot, and they pretty much fit that description, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
It just sounds like too much weed. But, you know, when you think about it, it's nice that the symptom of overdose for pot is... Maybe you're a little staggery, maybe you're a little agitated and you get over it, whereas, you know, if you look at some of the legal drugs and what they do when you overdose, you know, they kill you dead. So.
Right. The overdose for alcohol is jails, institutions, and death, right?
I mean,
it's a pretty serious drug, there's no doubt about it. Marijuana so far hasn't killed anybody unless a bail dropped on them.
Or the state dropped on them.
That too.
That's the state killing people.
True.
Yeah. Now, there is a Los Angeles veterinarian, Doug, that says to New York Daily News, I grew tired of euthanizing pets when I wasn't doing everything I could to make their lives better. I felt that I was letting them down.
You felt like what?
He felt like he was letting them down. He tried everything he could except for medical marijuana, and he couldn't do that because it wasn't legal, and he didn't have the amount to do that, and he felt like he was letting them down. Like, here was an option that could have been used and wasn't being used.
855 450 free. What do you think about the possibility of medical marijuana for pets? 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market, and did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely. securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We might be able to sneak your call in here. I want to tell you real quick about the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Those that believe in the ideas of liberty can help us spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. I don't think it's too much to say that Free Talk Live is one of the most efficient uses of your liberty dollar. We are on 150 radio stations across the country. We can use your money to get on more radio stations, effectively market to program directors and managers of radio stations, and get us on in more places. More ears hearing the message of liberty means more people to believe the ideas. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to help us help the world. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Skype. It's David in Mississippi. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Y'all were talking about giving dogs pot?
Yes.
I think that's a little morally reprehensible.
Okay, a little morally reprehensible. Go ahead.
I mean, if it's for medical reasons, like if the dog's got cancer, or, you know, okay. But I think, you know, just giving a dog pot just to see the dog stumble around and be goofy, I think that's really unfair because the dog doesn't.
I agree with you with that. I mean, just giving it pot is for the sake of just giving it pot just to see what kind of reaction it has. That is kind of borderline, you know, cruel, because, you know, the dog's going to take what's given to him. You know, obviously, he has his trust in you. He's going to think that whatever you're giving him is going to be good. So just purposely giving that, he's not going to know the difference.
Well, what if you give him good pot?
Right. Yeah, as long as it's good, I suppose. But, I mean, I, you know, totally understand where you're coming from, that it's, you know, kind of borderline cruel if it were, you know, medical grade and given to, help them out with a symptom. Absolutely. I mean,
what if your dog is sort of, you know, antsy, nervous, gets up and does too many things? Maybe it'll slow him down a little.
Maybe.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, David.
No, I've got a border collie, and it's nuts, man. Might do some good, but that's not here nor there. I'm a nursing student. You're talking about ODing on pot, too, just a second ago?
Hey, well, I said that nobody died, but I'd love to hear your ODing on pot story.
Well, I've never ODed on pot.
Okay.
I won't admit to ever. I did not inhale.
But in the process, you didn't OD.
No, but the whole point that I'm making is it's practically impossible just with the flowers anyway to OD. Maybe with dabs, but it's highly unlikely.
I don't know what dabs are, but doesn't this just...
Dabs is butane hash oil. They extract the THC from the plant using butane.
Doesn't it mean that OD just mean that you got too much? I mean, couldn't you OD by being uncomfortable and unhappy?
Medically speaking, I've been studying this for hours and hours for the past few months. Overdosing is a potentially lethal amount. So when you say overdose in those terms, you're speaking to the idea that it could be lethal. And to get that amount, it takes about 20 pounds of pot in the course of 15 minutes. Smoking.
Let me then clarify that when I used the word overdose, I just meant taking too much and being the worst you're going to do smoking weed. So I did not mean in any way a lethal or necessarily a medical overdose.
This is coming in on our Facebook page. I give my kitty edible pot mixed in with chicken or beef, very small amounts for nausea. He was puking nonstop for 3 weeks before totally slowed it down. He still pukes, but not like he did every before. Now it's maybe once every 2 days. So, and cats seem to have a real propensity for puking. I don't know what it is.
Oh yeah,
it's a real strange evolutionary thing. What do you think about that? David?
For medical reasons, I'm all for it. I think cannabis has many utilities medically. And here in Mississippi, we actually are going on the ballot just for full legalization, but we don't have all the votes. But
well, I'd like to see you guys be successful. I want to see medical marijuana and, frankly, recreational marijuana legal across the United States.
It's the recreational proposal. The problem is that the Mississippi Voting Commission is, like, purging half of the voter records. So mostly the lower half of the age demographic.
They did that in Florida back in just before the 2000 election when, there was real close as far as Bush and Gore. And I actually got purged in that one, too. So,
half of the signatures have been rejected.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good one, guys.
855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, including, medical pot for animals. I'm kind of torn on this whole recreational thing as far as a dog goes. I've certainly given my dog beer before, and she's enjoyed it. If I somehow violated her sanctity as a creature with its own volition.
Well, you didn't give her very much, did you?
Not too much.
Yeah, not too much. I mean,
she would have drank whatever I gave her.
Sure, of course. But you didn't give her a lot that would cause her to be, harmful to her. It was just,
maybe a quarter of a beer or something like that. By action as a result, and she didn't. It wasn't as exciting to her as, say, a pork chop might have been.
Right.
Yeah. That would have been a pretty exciting thing.
Or one of your senators, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I have no moral objection to the recreational use of marijuana by dogs, provided that...
Well, that's assuming they know that they're using it, right?
Well, provided that it is recreational on their part, which means that's what they actually want. And there are dogs and cats that will run up and say, give me some weed.
They absolutely are, and they had to figure it out some way, right? Somebody tried it on them. Let's go to Syphaz calling in from San Fran. Syphaz, you're on Free Talk Live. Syphaz, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me now? Hello, going once. Yep, I'm here.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay, you guys were talking about genetics earlier. You know, and you mentioned mitochondrial Eve.
Mitochondrial, yes, mitochondrial Eve and genetics, yes.
Yeah. So just, and I know there's not that much time, but I just wanted to quickly sort of expand on that. So, hello?
Hello, yes, I'm listening.
Hey, I'm not sure what's going on. I'll just try one more time. But I just wanted to expand on what exactly mitochondrial Eve is and also the other types of ancestors.
Yeah, mitochondrial Eve is the concept of a one, you know, woman from which we're all descended. Is that right?
Well, it's not quite the one woman. It's the one woman that we're all descended from along the maternal line. So basically, you know,
right,
in a line of only women, this is, you know, the one woman everyone that is alive today is descended from.
So, conceivably, a contemporary of mitochondrial Eve could have had male children that we would still also be descended from.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is certainly a possibility. And I think the time frame for when mitochondrial Eve was alive is between 90 and 100 and 200,000 years ago.
Okay. That's a pretty big window.
Yeah. Another idea, Y chromosomal atom, which is basically the same sort of thing. It's the male, everyone that is alive today is descended from along the paternal line.
Uh-huh.
And I think the time frame for that one is actually further out. It's 200,000 to 300,000 years ago.
So what's the theory behind that? What's the theory behind that? Why is chromosomal atom?
Well, I don't know if there's really a theory as to why it's further out. I think it's more just of a chance sort of thing, you know, because this isn't talking about, you know, who the most recent common ancestor is when you ignore whether they're male or female, because at that point, probably the most recent common ancestor is probably going to be male. So, which one is further out as far as mitochondrial Eve and Y chromosome Adam? It's kind of more of a matter of chance.
Yeah.
And then there is just one more thing. The most recent common ancestor, which is the person, male or female, who everyone alive today is descended from, I think is only 2,000 to 5,000 years ago. So it's actually a lot closer in time.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'd have to find out more about that. Very interesting. Thank you, SciFace. You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.freetalklive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.